From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. The tradition continues. Easter dinner buffet at Cypress Bend. Reservations highly recommended, serving between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Easter. For reservations, call 318-590-1500 at the Carving Station. Smoked ham, round of beef, champagne chicken, and Mayu Mayu Veracruz. They got a great selection of food along with lots of desserts and salads. 318-590-1500. Call for reservations today. Want to catch a movie? Dune Part 2, Ordinary Angels, Bob Marley, One Love, all at Parkway Cinema. Go to Acadiana Cinema and click on to Parkway Cinema and catch the movies you want to see. With us today is the president of Northwestern State University, Dr. Marcus Jones. Dr. Jones, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Ted. How are you?
I am great. This was one of the fun weekends at Northwestern because this was End Day. For people that may not know what Inside Day is, tell the folks about it and tell us how it came about.
So Inside View Day is our premier recruiting weekend. We opened our doors to over 1,200 students and potential students and visitors for the Inside View Day this past weekend. And it offers those potential students an exclusive look into college life. And parents and students can explore anything from student organization. They can meet academic department heads. They can apply for admission. And they can receive valuable advice from our faculty and current students. This serves as a sort of a streamlined process to transition them from high school to college. And I had the opportunity on Friday night to host and meet probably about 100 priority recruits at the president's home. So these were students from Calvin, Natchitoches, Winfield, all over South Louisiana, and I had an opportunity to visit with them and their parents to talk about the institution and what we offer. We had the head of social work and military science. We had our recruiters there, so it gives those parents and students the opportunity to find out everything that they need to know about Northwestern State University. So it's a wonderful, wonderful weekend to welcome those students on campus.
How many students going to Northwestern does that end up getting that event?
So we all I can tell you right now is just based on where our admissions numbers are compared to where they were last year, we are trending above where we were last year this time. And so, as I said, we had over 1,200 students, so we hope to potentially convert at least 50-60% of those students to students in the fall. But we are trending in a positive direction above where we were last year this time.
Is there a common most asked question by parents?
So parents always, because of the cost of higher education, they always want to know about scholarships and different types of financial aid assistance available to their students. And of course, they want to know about the degree programs. I visited with a parent who is from the Lafayette area, and their daughter wanted to find out about, international exchange is an opportunity that their daughter would be able to participate in. So we had a one-on-one visit here in my office after the first session of Inside View Day, And their main thing was, will my daughter be able to participate in an international student exchange program to make her globally competitive with other students? So it covers the gamut, but mainly it's about how we're going to fund our child's education.
And Northwestern's got so many great opportunities between the TOPS and scholarships. I mean, it's hard not to find some way to help a student at Northwestern, is it not?
Absolutely. And we are going to always be as competitive as possible when it comes to scholarship offers. If a student has a scholarship offer from another institution, they simply need to present that to us, and we will do everything within our power to beat that offer. I have charged the admissions offices and workers to really look at how we can help each and every student. We have at our disposal the GLASPE scholarship, which covers STEM-related areas. We have a whole host of other scholarships that are available. So generally, if a student needs help, we can find a way to help that student pay for their education.
Just out of curiosity, of the 1,200 students plus, how many of them know what major they want? Or any student going into the university, 50% more or less, what?
Surprisingly enough, most of these students have already done their research, and they know the degree program that they want to major in and study. The young lady who I told you her parents came and visited with me about the international piece, she's wanting to go into our creative and performing arts area. So most of those students know. Unlike when I came to college, I wasn't sure what I wanted to major in. Most of these students that are coming to us now already know what they want to major in, or at least know what area is of interest to them. And then they come and they visit with the faculty in that area and sort of hone in on the specific degree program, but most of them come here already knowing kind of what they want to do.
Let's talk about future focus, commitment to improving academic portfolio. Give me an update on that.
So we are constantly looking at ways to meet the workforce demands that are out there, and so we constantly look at emerging areas of focus. And try to make sure that we stay at the cutting edge of what our potential employers, student employers, or employees of our students, what they want in students that are graduating. And that's why those relationships with business and industry are important, because we're constantly having to refine what we're teaching to make sure that we continue to provide the workforce needs that are out there. Our nursing and allied health area, that's probably one of the biggest areas where we continue to offer new and exciting programs. Our doctor of nursing practices is one. BS in radiologic sciences is another that is new. And we're constantly looking at programs that meet the workforce needs.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Marcus Jones, president of Northwestern State University. Back in a moment. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on: Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide quality, hometown-friendly service. You can call them today at 318-554-9884 or check them out on Facebook. Or you can go to their website, bassheatingandcooling.com. When you mention you heard this advertisement on the radio, they provide you an additional 10% discount off of your bill. That's Bass Heating and Cooling. Call them today.
This is Landon Womack from Winfield, Louisiana. I'm a sophomore at Northwestern State University, majoring in radiological science. Rad Science allows me to help others live healthier lives with an advancement of technology in the field, which promotes general well-being. If you live in Wynn Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. And always, fork 'em demons.
There's no better place to shop for boots and clothing than your local Nichols store. Come see our line of men's clothing and boots by Ariat. Ariat boots are built for work, but look great when off the clock, too. We've got men's casual wear by Ariat, shirts in lots of colors and styles. Ariat also makes fashion wear for ladies. Come see our new selection of colorful ladies' tops, vests, and more by Ariat. For work boots, casual wear, and fashion wear, drop by your local Nichols store.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn and Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in western Louisiana and east Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Hey, welcome back. I want to tell you that if you're looking for the perfect wedding gift, look to Nichols. Nichols is in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. They've been there over 100 years. And you can just call them up and say, I want to get a wedding gift, get your name on the register, and oh my gosh, they take care of everything else for you. Stop by a Nichols store close to you today. The Moore family, they do it right every time. With us this morning, Dr. Marcus Jones. And Dr. Jones, the parish president and the mayor of Natchitoches should be sitting at your doorstep every morning at 8 o'clock saying thank you, thank you, thank you, because you've got a $45 million project at Robert A. Lost Hall, Warrington Hall Nursing, $15 million project, A.A. Frederick's Fine Arts, $43 million. It just goes on and on. Have these actually started construction yet?
So the Robert A. Lost Hall is already under construction. Steel is going up on site as we speak. It is a $45 million project. This is the last year has been probably one of the best capital outlay years for Northwestern in Northwestern's history. Like I say, this is a $45 million project, and this is a single project. We have the Athletic Field House, which is an $11 million project. It is also going on right now. Those two projects will bring so much money to the city and to the parish in the form of construction jobs and supplies that will be purchased here in the city. So it is a huge economic boost for this region. And we spent, Drake Owens and I spent a tremendous amount of time at the Capitol last legislative session, and we will be doing the same thing this legislative session. I don't think people understand the importance of having relationships with our legislators, and we have had a great legislative delegation over the past couple of years that have pushed money to Northwestern and North Louisiana. Historically, Northwestern has not gotten a whole lot of capital outlay funds, but over the past couple of years, we've been fortunate. You mentioned Warrington Hall. That's our nursing building. We're hoping to get additional funding to renovate that facility. That is one of our top continuing requests. We've gotten $1.3 million for that project for in priority two for design, and we're hoping this legislative session will provide the remaining funding so that we can actually start renovation of that facility. This is located on our campus, our nursing campus in Shreveport, and it will allow us to continue to expand our offerings in the Shreveport area in nursing and allied health. And we have a whole host of projects that we're requesting money for, but those are our main.
You're asking for money, too, for the A.A. Fredericks Fine Arts Center renovation. How does that look?
So that's a new request. And so we're hoping to get at least planning dollars for that. Roughly 10% of the overall project is what is dedicated to planning. So it's a $43 million project. And so we're looking to get some planning dollars for that. That is our creative and performing arts area's main building. That's where the gala is presented every year, and a whole host of other shows are there. This is an area of excellence for Northwestern. It's designated as an area of excellence by the Louisiana System Board of Supervisors, and we want to continue to push money into that area. We draw tons of students from South Louisiana, Texas, all over, because of how great our creative and performing arts area is. So we're hoping to get some funding, at least for planning for that particular project.
You mentioned Drake Owens, and Dr. Drake Owens, I get the impression, is a really great asset to Northwestern.
Oh, Drake is great, and Drake was trained by the late Jerry Pierce, who was excellent at external affairs and working with our legislative delegation, and he was trained very, very well by Jerry. He's done a wonderful job, and kudos to him for being instrumental in helping push our capital outlay priorities and get funding.
Let's talk briefly about the federal grant funding developments. Update us there.
So again, we spent some time in D.C. last year in January, and again this year in January we met with Cassidy and Kennedy. We met with Troy Carter. We met with Speaker Johnson on some of our congressionally directed spending requests. We had our Innovation Center, Entrepreneurial Innovation Center, approved. It's a $2.1 million project. So on top of the money that is flowing to the city and to this region for capital outlay, we also have the $2.1 million project that we are going to develop in conjunction with the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts to create an innovation center. So we've gotten a portion of the funding already. Louisiana School has gotten a portion of their funding, and then they have a capital outlay request through the state to get the remaining funding for that project. This will provide workspace, adaptable offices, and tailored support for new startups and businesses. They'll be able to come there. We've also submitted a request for a child care center. So I mentioned Warrington Hall in Shreveport. This will be in the first floor of Warrington Hall. So this will be a child care center. And this will be a center that will be specifically designed to provide child care for nurses and allied health professionals in that area. So oftentimes nurses sometimes have child care needs that go unmet because of their schedule. So what we're trying to do is provide a space for them to have child care services that will work with their schedule. And this will be done in conjunction with our healthcare partner.
Dr. Marcus Jones, President, Northwestern University, our guest this morning. Northwestern State University's Office of Counseling, and Career Services will host its annual Teachers Job Fair. Going to be this Thursday, March the 7th, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the Freedman Student Union Ballroom. Students, participants must wear professional attire. Students can get more information by going online. Northwestern State University.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesburg, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Entrance Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
When it comes to clothing and accessories for the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Drop by the clothing department and check out our colorful selection of men's and ladies' shirts and t-shirts by Drake Waterfowl Systems. Beat the heat this summer with a wing shooter shirt with Stay Cool cotton fabric. We've got Drake logo t-shirts in men's and ladies' sizes, great colors, and a super selection, too. For boots, clothing, home decor, and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. We've had the holidays. We've had bad weather. We've had all the reasons why not to get an eye exam. Time to put that behind you. Time to get your eyes examined, and no better place than Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They take care of it for you. You can go to laeyeandlaser.com, or you can call them at 318-487-2020. For routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery, they do it all. Dr. Marcus Jones, our guest this morning, and Dr. Jones, we were talking earlier. It looks like I mentioned to you privately the new football coach, Blaine McCorkle. I hear nothing but really great things about him.
I am just so happy that we hired Blaine. He has come in and really changed the culture of the program. I had an opportunity last week and the week before to visit with several of the players who've been here for a while, and I asked them about how they're feeling about the program, the direction, and they are so pleased with the discipline, the structure that he has come in and provided, and people in the community are saying some great things. He met with the agitators and coffee club, and he is making his rounds. He had a meet and greet and treat for it, I think it was Thursday of last week, and all the feedback that I've gotten from his meetings with individuals and stakeholders has been positive. and I hope that that continues.
The nicest compliment I heard on him was a couple of weeks ago. There's a group of people talking, and a person said, you know, I think he's a good coach, but I think he's a really good person, and a person that will take care of the kids. I thought that's probably the best compliment any coach could get anytime.
I absolutely agree. I think he believes in developing these young men, and he's gonna walk the walk. I don't think it's lip service. I think he is truly going to walk the walk, and I think we're going to see a huge difference in the program moving forward.
I just got a text that asked a question, a great question. The Robert Ailos building, when's the scheduled completion date on that?
So it's an 18-month project, and we are about 4 or 5 months into the project. So early, we're hoping to have early a groundbreaking early spring of next year. So early part of spring of next year, so about a year from now.
Any idea, was there trouble finding places for all the construction people to stay at Natchitoches? There's got to be hundreds of people there as a result of this project.
No, they've managed. We've not gotten any feedback that's been negative as far as them not having a place to stay. But we're early in the project, so a lot of the workers aren't really here yet. But I think once they have the shell up and you start to see a lot of the interior work take place, I think that's where we'll find out if there's going to be an issue with finding places for the workers to stay.
So about those 1,200 students that came to Inside, here's my question. Housing at Northwestern, plenty of housing available for the next semesters and next year, or is it tight?
So we have 1,500 beds on campus, and those beds generally fill up, pretty quickly for the fall semester. We generally have an easier time finding some housing on campus in the spring, but the fall generally is fairly full. But there are tons of rental properties around the city that students can rent. So I don't think housing is going to be an issue. But, again, housing on campus, we only have roughly 1,500 beds.
Dr. Jones, always enjoy visiting. We can't wait to talk to you next month. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mr. Ted. Take care.
Hi, neighbors. Did you know most problems with a central air conditioner can be traced to poor planning or bad installation? My friends at Walter Sheet Metal tell me when a unit is undersized, the likely problems are insufficient cooling, continuous running, and short equipment life. Determining the correct unit for your project is complicated, but not to worry. The sales staff at Walters has the experience and tools needed to select the unit that's just right for you. Call Greg at 337-239-4579. Walter Sheet Metal, an employee-owned company.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid.